You're now listening to Sound Talent Media. Check out more shows at soundtalentmedia.com.
You are now listening to the Ride or Cry podcast.
Sorry, we're annoying.
No, it's fine. I understand.
We just want to make sure we get a good interview with you. How you doing?
Great. How are y'all?
Good. Hey, where are you located at?
I'm out of Jackson, Mississippi.
Oh man, that is. I gotta tell you, we are very, very, very excited to talk to you.
Thank you.
Yeah, we really are. We are huge fans of your music. We heard about it for the first time, I think, like a week ago, even, mm-hmm. And we have been. Our whole company has been playing it nonstop.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Not only our company, but, you know, we've sent it to a lot of our friends and everybody really, really likes it a lot. And I think it's what?
That means a lot. Thank you so much for sharing.
Oh, well, I mean, you know, you're 13, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And I mean, you're making music that sounds well beyond your years. So I think and the songs are great. So we were a really curious to know some things about you, and B, we wanted to just talk about your music a little bit.
Definitely. Yeah.
Yeah. So the most important question we have that's, you know, just been on everyone's mind is what Blink-182 song are you jamming to? What that you referred to in October?
I said this to you, but I really like their song in one of their newer albums, I Really Wish I Hated You.
And such a good song.
I really got into Blink-182 like backwards almost. Like I got into them like 2 weeks before October, and I was listening to Ian Dior, and then I went to Travis Barker, and then I was like, Blink-182, this is like, you know, like really good. And this is where everything stems from. Cause like I'm 13, like a lot of their hits were like before I was born, you know? So I just found everything that stemmed from it and I just fell in love.
That's really cool because for us, it's the opposite, you know, like I discovered Ian Dior because of Travis.
Why I said it was backwards.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, that's really cool because I think what we were so excited about is that there's quite a few years between us, and we won't get into the specifics, but the fact that we all listen to the same bands is really cool. Like that's such a cool thing. And it makes us really excited that, you know, your generation is listening to these songs that we grew up to as well.
Yeah.
Are you going to take like a deeper dive back into that genre and start listening to the things that came out before you were born? And
absolutely. Yeah, my brother, I was like, I had like his little Apple, like back when you had to buy songs, which was like when I was little, which is crazy. I had everything on his Apple, and like my favorite song, I think it was by the All American Rejects. I don't know. It was that when I see your face, and I remember it because I was like,
gives you hell.
Give you hell. If it gives you hell. Yep. Yeah.
And I remember that was my favorite song out of the entire thing. And when I was growing older, like I started listening to more like rap and, you know, hip hop and stuff. And then I just kind of fell back into my roots. Like my older music is like more like hip hoppy stuff. And then after like figuring out about Ian Dior and people like that, Poor Stacy, like I really fell back into my roots. And it's like, wait, this is really my favorite type of music, you know?
That's amazing. Well,
I'm gonna make you a whole mix, dude. I'm gonna make you a whole mix of stuff that you won't have to like sift through old Apple shuffles and things like that. Yeah. You can just rock with it. I'll send you a Spotify. Do you do all of your own music production?
I mix my own stuff. The production on October was by Danny Phantom. But I have recently been doing my own music production.
What made you start? Like, what made you want to just get out there and make music?
I don't know. I love the creative aspect of it. I love like having finished projects and like just listening to it over and over again. Like if I make a song, like I have to get it done before I go to bed so I can listen to it like while I'm sleeping, you know? It's really cool. Yeah,
we know that feeling. We definitely know that feeling. It's pretty cool to see that that has the younger generation feels that way about finishing something before we go to bed. I don't know if that's good or bad, but yeah, it's great that you're doing it. What besides music, like what else are you into?
I used to edit videos. Like I used to like, that's kind of where my music love actually stemmed from. I used to like edit videos to music, and then I loved like, you know, the rhythm and everything. And kind of, yeah, that's what I love to do. Now I really just do music for fun. Like that's the only thing I do. I don't play sports or anything. Mm-hmm. Just go to school and do music.
That's what I did. That's exactly what I did. I was like, I'm really small and I was real bad at sports. And I was like, man, I can just hang out with my friends and play music. Like that's what I want to do. And that's why we're doing what we are doing now. So it's totally possible to make a living out of doing it.
Definitely. Yeah.
Are your friends super supportive of what you do? Are your parents super supportive?
Oh yeah, my parents are supportive. They don't really understand it too much. They're getting more into it. My friends listen to country music and trap music, just the Mississippi mm-hmm. special. So like they don't really understand that like any type of other music. So I mean, there's some that support it, but I'll still like, you know.
So there's no one in your friend group who would also put on Blink 182 and jam out?
No. I'm trying to get my friends on them though.
Nice. Have you ever seen them live or anything?
No, never seen any band live.
You've never seen any band live?
Never seen anyone live.
Wow. So once life is back to normal, is there a band that you would love to see?
Yeah, I'd obviously love to see Mumford & Sons live. I love Mumford & Sons. That was actually one of the like bands that like influence, because it's really not towards this type of genre, but it's like, wow, it's like really just solid music, you know?
Oh yeah, they're so talented. They're so incredibly talented.
And then
I think it's, ooh, sorry, buddy.
Go ahead.
No, I just think it's really cool that you have, you know, you like all types of music, and you can tell when you listen to the songs, dude. I know you just dropped a new song last night, which was real exciting for us, that Christmas song. But like the last week, we've just been jamming those three songs over and over and over again. And you can tell that you have a pop sensibility. You know how to write a hook, you know how to write a song. So I think we're all really excited that you like all types of stuff and are really excited to see where you go and what you do and how you grow into this style.
Totally. Yeah.
Where do you,
which, like, what would you,
I mean, for lack of a better annoying way to ask this, but what sort of inspires you to make music? Like, where do you go if you're feeling like, oh, I want to make a song, but I'm feeling like I'm in a funk? What inspires you?
I literally just watch interviews of artists, and then I listen to music and stuff. And I try not to listen to too much music because inspiration is good, but you don't want to, like, you know, I like taking inspiration from everybody instead of like copying one person. So I have an entire playlist where I just listen to before I'll make a song or something, you know?
When you start to write a song, like, do you start with like the lyrics and melody first, or do you get a beat from one of your friends or a producer and then you write over that? Like, how, what's your process look like?
Yeah. So my old process was I'd just like get a beat and record and write over it. I'd probably have the idea before I get the beat, you know, of what mm-hmm. I want to do, obviously, maybe a couple lyrics, but yeah, I'll get the beat. Now what I do is, like, I think the Kid Laroi does this. I'll either get a loop or just record stuff with my guitar, and I'll record over that and then throw drums on it.
And then, so how long have you been playing guitar?
It's been about 4 weeks now. I can,
killer.
I can play it good enough to make a loop, but like I'm working on trying to play it live.
Well, I mean, dude, if you're already putting out songs like this and you picked up guitar 4 weeks ago, I think you're going to be in a pretty good position here, and give it like a couple more months, man, you're going to be rocking out some huge songs.
Yeah, I love it completely.
Who would you be your dream artist to either go on tour with or collaborate with?
Honestly, going on tour, to collaborate, it'd probably be like Post Malone and Kid Laroi, since we're like very similar and we have like kind of similar music and similar voices and similar fan, not similar voices. Nah, they're way better, but like just similar, you know, time of vibe. But for someone I'd love to go on tour with, I'd love to go on tour with Travis Barker, because I love performing, but like the whole band aspect of performing is a lot better, you know? So if someone is playing the drums and I'm playing the guitar, and then maybe there's some bass back there, and I'm performing October, which is like, you know, just the beat, and when it's just completely remade, it'd be so cool to tour with.
Well, dude, I think we can probably assist in maybe making that some of those things happen. You know, I know that Bab sent October to Mark, and Mark reposted it.
That was crazy. Yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah, I sent it to him. I was like, am I the 100th person to send you this? Just because I assumed that since you were singing about Blink, a lot of people had sent it. But thankfully, I was the first, and he was blown away. So it's pretty cool.
No, that's awesome. I was so happy.
Yeah, and I think once we're able to start doing live music again, and maybe we'll have you come and play an emo night, and maybe we'll have Travis do some drums for you, dude.
That would be sick. That would be awesome.
That'd be so fun.
It's going to be wild being like saying that, you know, because usually our events are 21 and up. We're going to have to really finagle some stuff, but I think we can do it for you.
Oh, wait, I'm like 28. I don't know what you're talking about.
No, dude, I'm like 14, so.
Yeah, yeah. According to every online account I have, I was born in 1996. So, yeah.
Really?
Same. Yeah.
I'm going to go right there with you, dude. Do you like school, or like is school something that you enjoy, or is it something that you just
only subjects? Like I can't do the rest of school. Like
what subject do you like?
I like English, cuz I like to write.
Which is awesome. That was my favorite too.
English teacher listens to my music. I got out of her class to do this interview, and she was hyped. Actually, it's crazy.
Really?
Yeah.
So are you doing school from home? Right, you're doing school from home right now, right?
I actually am in online. I'm in school.
Oh, so you got to leave school to come home to do an interview.
Yeah.
I bet you're the only kid in your school that's ever had to do that.
Yeah, definitely. 100%.
That's sick. I feel like English teachers are always the best.
No, they're always cool. Yeah, no doubt.
I had this English teacher in high school who one day called in sick, and but she loved surfing. So in my mind, I'm like, she went surfing. And then on the news that night, she was on the news because she was in the background of something being filmed, and she was ducking behind a car with her surfboard, and like everybody at school saw it. But I'm like, hell yeah. Or you know, you're out there and you're surfing, taking a day off, why not, you know?
All English teachers are with it, dude. She let you do this interview. That's so cool. Like, so before you started doing music, did you think about what else you wanted to do besides music, or do you have any other this was just it.
It was either no. I didn't even think I'd have a music career. Like, really, if you would ask me 2 years ago that I'd do well in music, I'd be like, oh, you're joking. I really wanted to be an entrepreneur. I love music. I'd probably work on the music side of it, but yeah, it's probably what I would have done, or I just would have, you know, went to school and done some normal stuff if it had to come down to that. But
have people been contacting you? Have you been hit up by a ton of people since October kind of went a little nuts recently?
Yeah.
How are you navigating that stuff?
I'm lucky that I have Xavier, my manager, but also I'm lucky that I've watched a lot of like documentaries and stuff and like YouTube videos about opportunities, you know? So I'm kind of like, here, this opportunity is not the best. You know, I can kind of see what opportunities are good for me and what opportunities aren't. And I think I've pretty much been fine with everything thrown at me. I haven't, like, it hasn't, like, completely blew me or Xavier out of the water.
What are people coming to you with? Are they saying, like, do you want to collaborate? Do you want to sign this deal?
Yeah. So a bunch of record stuff. I don't know how much I'm supposed to talk about that, but yeah,
you can
a lot
leave
of
as much out as you want.
I think probably not. Yeah, you don't have to get into it.
Yeah, just like record people and yeah, that's it. I mean, I've had people that want to collab with me, but Lil Aaron.
Yeah. We went on tour with him. He's one of my best friends.
Yeah, I left that out. I was so hyped.
Yeah, he's did he hit you up?
He hit me up, yeah.
He's the man,
so
dude. He's
so great. We lived on a bus with him for a month and a half.
That's awesome.
He was our roommate.
He looks really cool. He's really like chill.
He's just as cool as he looks, I'll tell you that much.
So you started getting into, so you said that you started to do video stuff first, like you started mm-hmm. editing videos to music, and you shot and edited the video for October. Do you have like an idea for videos when you go into them, or is it like something that you see in your head? Because I do videos too, and usually I gotta like, you know, I'm not doing videos for me. I'm doing videos for other people. So usually I got to like walk around the block and really get that vision in my head. Do you just know what you're going to do, or do you know how you're going to edit it?
Everything's on the spot. Like the thing with me, like everything's on the spot. If I want to record, then I'm going to figure out how to do something cool. If I want to record a video, if I want to record a song, it's just, I'll figure out something cool on the spot. In October, I went in my backyard. I filmed it. And I edited it.
Yeah, I mean, it looks great, dude. I can't, that's what I'm saying. We can't wait to see like what you continue to do with this. Is like just the first start of it. Do you have any new other songs that you're working on that we can be expecting coming from you soon?
Yeah, there's a song probably coming out the 18th of December.
Marking it on my calendar.
Yeah, I love that song. It's a little more it's a little more hard hitting, like with Drum Rise, than October, but I think people will still like it.
Well, so I know October sounds like a breakup situation. So right-ish, something like that, you know, and we don't have to get into any of it, but like, where do you get a lot of the inspiration to write some of the lyrics from?
The lyrics, I've never had a relationship problem. I've never had a relationship. Girls don't like me. You know, it's okay. But just like listening to music since I was a kid, I've kind of developed how to write, you know, from a different aspect. Like Tyler, the Creator, did it where he just wrote from like a different person for an entire album. A lot of people do that. Like book writers, everything. You just kind of have to put yourself in like a different person if you want to write like a really emotionally charged song.
Takes a lot. A lot of people are not even able to do that. You know, like Taylor Swift just did it for the first time in her entire career and she's 28. So I feel like you should give yourself more credit than like everyone does it, because you really have to, I think, be an empathetic person to be able to step into a different situation and really embody it and write about it.
Yeah, totally.
And I also think that you won't have any problems with relationships coming up, man. You're a cool guy, and you're well-spoken and you're smart. I think you're going to be just fine. I wouldn't even trip on that. Well, that's really interesting to know that you write from like other perspectives. That's something that I didn't think that we were going to find out in this interview. Is there anything else that you would want people to know about you that maybe they might have assumed? Because, you know, I assumed that, which is probably wrong of me, and now I learned something about you. Is there anything else that, you know, you would want anybody to know that they might be assuming?
I think that's it. I think people's assumptions on me, I just leave them where they are. They're good right now, you know. If anything, you know, like, you know, terrible comes out or something, you know, that like I can't sing or something. People say that.
Mm-hmm.
But I've really tried to like work on my voice. And I think I do. I will say that I do kind of have a better voice than a lot of people assume. But also I'm scared to use it. So there's no proof behind it, you know?
Right. No, and do, do you listen to like some of the comments? Like, because that's something that like at least Babs and I have struggled with doing Emo Night and throughout the years of doing stuff. And, you know, it's really easy to see a negative comment and harp on that instead of looking at all of the cool positive stuff that's happening. So is that something that you're, it seems like you're pretty good at sidebarring those.
Totally. The way I get better is if there's a bunch of comments saying one thing, I mean, obviously, like, I can't like declare them all. There's just people that hate me. You know, I mean, some of them are giving me advice, and like, it was like 4 months ago, I was making terrible music. Like, it was bad. I would play it right now, but I don't want to embarrass myself. and I just got bullied for it. And I was like listening to the positive comments. I was listening to the negative comments. I was putting it together. It's like, what do people, all these people like? And it just gradually grew over time. But like, if there's 100 comments, I'm not listening to one hate comment, you know?
Mm-hmm. That's great. I mean, I feel like that has a lot to do with the fact that you grew up always knowing the internet and we didn't. For us, it was just like halfway through our lives or something that we, or not, I don't know, whatever. It was well into our lives that the internet came about, or like Instagram came about. And so I think all these things were new to us. Whereas I bet that growing up with it bothers people less, I'm sure.
Yeah, totally.
It's just so a part of who you are.
Yeah, man, I didn't even have like a phone until I was in maybe like eighth grade or something like that.
Yeah.
So I can't even, you know, which is a wild thing to know that you grew up already knowing that all of this stuff existed and we had to learn it all and grow with it. And you grew up with it.
Yeah.
And what about like Photoshop and like what video editing stuff do you use? Like, did you teach, are you all self-taught?
Yeah, everything is self-taught. So I self-taught myself After Effects, Adobe After Effects. And that's what I edited with. But October was just edited on my phone.
Wow.
We can do that now.
Yeah, QCut Pro and stuff. Cause I had trouble exporting it to my computer. So I was like, I'll just make it on my phone, you know?
That's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, it looks great. And I mean, everything that you've put out and done, like, what inspired you to do, I mean, besides Christmas, what inspired you to drop that Christmas song last night?
Oh, I don't know. I think it was just funny. That's my second account. I just love putting stuff on my second account, you know, to test for like main things. But also, I was like, hey, I'll make a Christmas song. I'm bored. I was just bored, honestly. I made a Christmas.
Well, I mean, my girlfriend is here and she has all of your notifications turned on, push notifications on. And she legitimately freaked out last night when she was like, Prentice put out another song. And we all just stopped doing everything and listened to it. And everybody sent it around, man. So, I mean, you do have people really, really excited for what you're doing, regardless of even, you know, like listening to the people that are saying negative things. Like, you've got all these other people that you can't see being so excited about it. When you came up with your moniker, like Prentice, what does that mean?
It's my name. Like, my actual name is Prentice.
That's your actual name?
Yeah.
That's cool. Wow.
I was going to ask what your actual name was.
Well, now we know.
If it means anything, it's like, I totally, like, my old name was YDN. Like, just YDN, just a terrible name also. I was doing like rap music and I like wasn't like, and then I was like, hey, I'll use my real name so I can stay true to myself. Like, I have my real name attached to it. I'm gonna be Prentice. I'm not gonna be this character, you know? And that's when I started making more of music that I love, and you know,
it all kind of came together.
Definitely shows. Yeah, it definitely shows, man. Are you planning to put out like a full album, or are you just going to keep dropping singles?
I'll have an album in the near future. It won't be too long because I've made tons of songs and I just don't want them to go to waste.
You've been writing stuff for so long. I'm sure there are definitely like hooks and melodies and some things that you can bring into this, the newer Prentice.
Totally. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think that is really what I have for you, man. I think that we're just really supportive and proud of you. I think that what you're doing is amazing. I wish that I was as cool as you when I was 13.
Same.
No.
Absolutely same.
It's not as cool as you think. Like, it's kind of, you're kind of growing up faster. And I don't know. I've kind of missed doing sports and stuff to do music. Like, it'll all pay off in the end. But, like, you know, I kind of just quit everything at, like, 11, 12 to focus on, like, creative and just, like, better myself. And, like, I was selling stuff. I was, like, hustling, selling edits and everything. I was, like, so unfocused from my childhood. And I don't know. I feel like it's a good thing, but it's also a bad thing.
Yeah, I hear that. But yeah, you still got to make time to do regular 13-year-old things, you know?
Yeah, totally.
That's really important. But also the fact that you're aware of all of this is you're already 10 steps ahead. Because I think a lot of young people who are thrown into the music industry aren't aware of, you know, how chaotic it could get.
I genuinely cried watching Justin Bieber because, like, when he was going through everything, like, I was like, old enough to kind of like sense what was happening. And with him, like, a lot of stuff didn't come out for a while because they wanted to keep his really squeaky clean image. Yeah. And I watched that documentary and I was like, there's no way it's happening this way. You know, there's no way I'm going to do it like Justin Bieber. And like, I've heard from people that he's just like not the happiest human being, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I think he's turned around a little bit this year.
Now he is. Cause he got married, wonderful girl. I forgot her name, but she's
Hailey
awesome.
Bieber.
Hailey Bieber. Yeah, she's awesome.
Yeah, they have a few episodes out of like a new documentary series, and he seems like he really has his head on straight. But I also think that it took him a long time to learn that, you know, because he was never aware of you know, all the craziness of this industry.
Yeah, and it's always gonna hurt him just because like so many people like don't understand at all.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, and it's interesting. Yeah, and it's interesting because even his team didn't know. You know, even his manager was like, I didn't know how to help you. I didn't know, like, how much pain you were in. So it's even impossible to explain to the people around you, which I'm sure can be pretty isolating.
Yeah.
I think what you said, Babs, is really, really interesting that a lot of people going into the music industry don't understand how hard it is and how frustrating and how weird and confusing it is. And even when you're an adult, as adults going into it, mm-hmm. It's really difficult and frustrating. And the fact that you're aware, Prentice, of where you're at right now, and you're aware that it could get hard, and you're aware that it, you know, you're not really living the average life of a 13-year-old. I do think that Babs is right. You're 10 steps ahead. And if you keep that mentality, you know, I just can't imagine myself being aware of myself. Like, you're aware of yourself as when I was your age. And I don't mean to sound like when I was your age, but that's just the truth. It's just I was not aware. And so it's really like refreshing and cool to hear you say these things.
Yeah, totally.
Well, thanks so much for chatting with us. We are here for you for whatever you need. If you ever need, I don't know, advice or anything. And we're, you know, always so down to promote whatever new songs you have coming out. We think you're awesome.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, man. Please send us whatever you got. I'm playing you on the radio on Sunday. Yeah, you're going to be on 16th. So you're going to be on K-Rock on Sunday.
Actually?
Yeah.
No way. I got to get someone to send me a video. Hey, is K-Rock, where is it? Is it like a...
K-Rock's in LA, but there are a lot of stations that...
It's going to be on 16 main alternative stations across the country. I'm going to play October. I got it, man. It's great.
No way.
Yeah. I'll send you the link, dude, so you can listen live. All right.
We'll also send it to your manager so he can figure out how to get it to you and everything.
That is crazy. Thank you all so much.
Of course.
Thank you so much for the interview. This is awesome. I love to express myself. And y'all have a really good show.
Thank you.
All right, man. All right. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
All right, see you.
All right, bye. All right,
bye.
Ever heard of stoicism? Chances are, if you have, you've heard of stoicism with a lowercase s and not stoicism with an uppercase s. Lone wolves, no emotions, antisocial behavior, cold indifference. All that is Stoicism with a lowercase s. Stoicism with an uppercase s is the ancient Greek philosophy and virtue ethics framework that centers on service to the cosmopolis, to include your family, friends, community, and planet, and the development of a good moral character. My name is Tanner Campbell, and I'm the host of Practical Stoicism, a 3 times a week podcast teaching Stoic principles and concepts to anyone interested through the exploration of texts and deep dives into various moral topics. You can find Practical Stoicism where you're already listening to podcasts by searching for Practical Stoicism or by going to stoicismpod.com. I invite you to give it a listen today. You just might like it.